This is the King Chasing Podcast. Here's your host, Richard Martin.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the King Chasing Podcast. Happy 2026, and thank you for tuning in to another exciting episode. Glad you could join us today. We hope you had a fantastic Christmas holiday, and we hope the new year is treating you well. Well, to open up 2026 here on the King Chasing Podcast, we have Theo Ferber, a cross-country runner for Trinity Bible College in Ellendale, North Dakota. A runner for his hometown Lions, Theo is a 2024 NCCAA Division II Men's Cross Country All-American, finishing ninth in the event at the 8K. He is also a two-time NCCAA D2 Men's Cross Country Student Athlete of the Week Award winner and earned the 2025 Elvin and Joyce King Award for Division II Men's Cross Country. Theo had a unique path to college athletics as he did not compete for the Lions his freshman year, instead dedicating his time to missions at home and abroad, serving in the United States on the Pine Ridge Reservation and across several states, while also spending his second semester in India, Turkey, and Greece. Theo also spent this past summer as a pastoral intern in Painesville, Minnesota, and plans to study in Israel this spring. Once again, thanks to Theo for joining me in this newest episode of the King Chasing Podcast, and thank you for tuning in. And you can listen to past episodes of the King Chasing Podcast on YouTube, on the NCCAA page, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and of course at the NCCAA.org/podcast. Without further ado, let's get into it. It's the newest episode of the King Chasing Podcast. Hello, everybody. My name is Richard Martin, and welcome back to the newest edition of the King Chasing Podcast. I am joined by Theo Ferber from Trinity Bible College. And Theo, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Richard.
And of course, Theo is cross-country runner at Trinity Bible College, and we'll just start there. You grew up in Ellendale, North Dakota, where Trinity Bible College is located. How'd you come to know the Lord while just growing up through your childhood before you got to college?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I grew up in a Christian home. My parents were Christian and they brought me to church every day. Well, like every Sunday, they got me reading my Bible. They were praying for me every day. And I would say at a really young age, I got to know the Lord. I submitted my life to Jesus. And honestly, I haven't looked back since then. I've been really committed to following God. I mean, that's why I'm here at Trinity, like running for Trinity. There was a lot of other schools that were trying to recruit me, I guess I could say. And honestly, I was like, no, I need to follow God. And so that's what led me here and where I'm at now. And I'm just so grateful that I get to run college cross country and pursue pastoral ministry here at Trinity.
That's awesome. Like you said, cross-country runner. How did you decide that you wanted to be a cross-country runner? Did you just get up one day and just decide to go running and said, hey, I can do this in college?
I mean, kind of. I mean, I decided to be a cross-country runner a lot earlier than I was actually allowed to be. I mean, I couldn't do cross-country then until I was like in sixth grade. That's when my school allowed it.
Gotcha.
And I got like so interested in the sport of cross country and then just running in general because my mom was a runner, my dad's a runner, my whole family's a runner actually. Everyone's done cross country. And I guess I think back to when I was younger, my mom would be out running and then I had have to keep up with her on a bike. Like when I was just a little kid and I could barely even run. And just from those young moments, I guess I could say it instilled a love and a passion of running. And I don't know, now it's kind of like a full circle moment. I'm the one who's running with my mom trying to keep me up on the bike. So it's cool for sure.
That's awesome. So, yeah, again, you talked about your mom. She is the cross country coach at Trinity Bible College. What's it like running with your mom? And also, your wife also runs on the women's team at Trinity Bible. So, what's it been like? You know, like I said, it's a family affair, having the whole family really there to cheer you on, support each other as you run along together in your meets.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's a blessing. I mean, it truly is. Like I just said, my mom was really influential in like my running journey and where I'm at now. I mean, to be honest, she was kind of like my coach when I was like young, like even when I was little, and then all throughout, and then now she's like actually my coach. So it's really awesome, honestly. And I think it's really cool, like when I do well at meets, to see her at the end and see that smile on her face that it brings to her is, I mean, honestly, it's priceless. So I'm so happy that I get to run. So my mom is my coach. And I mean, running with my wife, Faith, I don't even know where to begin. Honestly, it's so great. It's like having your best friend with you every meet, every practice. She's always there for me, supporting me. At the end of the races, she brings me a water cup when I'm like dead. I mean, things like that, small things like that are just, they mean a lot to me. And just every day being with her, she's amazing. So having her on the team, it's amazing.
Awesome. And of course, we'll get into your cross country running career, but actually, you did not spend your freshman season at Trinity Bible College running for the cross country team. You instead served abroad, spent on the Pine Ridge Reservation. What kind of motivated that decision? And then what were kind of some of the stories of where you served, either locally on the reservation and then, of course, abroad around the nations, before, getting into the cross country team your sophomore season?
Yeah. So I did a program at Trinity. It's called Pack Your Bags. And basically, what it is your first year. So, your freshman year, you come in and it's kind of a hybrid. So, you do classes, but you also do a lot of missions work at like places across the country and across the globe. So, I had to choose between pack your bags and cross country because you can't do both because you're gonna be gone and stuff. So it was a hard choice, honestly, but I really wanted to follow what God wanted me to do. And that's what motivated that decision and led me to choose pack your bags. So I chose pack your bags, and honestly, looking back, I have no regrets. It was an awesome time. So I served at Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. And there we did a lot of stuff. We taught at a school for one. We helped out like this rancher that put on like fall festivals and stuff. So we did that. In Chicago, I helped with a food drive for like impoverished people in an impoverished neighborhood. In Milwaukee, I did also a lot of work with impoverished people, homeless people as well. I worked at a homeless shelter. And that was in the fall semester. Spring semester of my freshman year, I went to India and I lived there for a month.
Wow.
It was an experience. It
I
was
bet.
crazy. It's so different than where we are here in the United States, but it was an amazing time. Honestly, I don't know how much I can actually say because evangelism is actually illegal there, but
Right.
we did a lot of ministry, and the people there in India are hungry for truth. There's a lot of different religions. There's the Buddhists, there's Hindus, there's Muslims, and so many others. There's Christians too, but they're a small percentage. But people there are hungry for the truth. They want to know Christ, and we got to share with them and share the gospel with them. So that was an amazing time in India. Also, after that, right after that, we went to Turkey and Greece,
Oh,
which
wow.
I didn't mention, but I got a parasite in India,
Oh, wow.
which was, it was really rough. It
Oh,
was, you don't want to know the details. You can
I
spill the details. Yeah, we don't need to get into that,
There
but
we go.
yeah. So in Turkey and Greece, I still had the parasite, actually.
Oh.
But there we got to experience like Paul's missionary's journey, multiple missionary journeys that he went on in Turkey and a little bit in Greece too. And that really brought the Bible to life, especially like places we visited, like Corinth and Ephesus, like then reading like the letters to the Corinthians and the Ephesians. I mean, really cool. So, yeah, it was an awesome experience.
That's awesome. So yeah, like I said, you just travel all over, doing the missionary work, building that. But then you come back your sophomore year, and your first year you get an All-American honors with the NCAA. You've competed at two national championships with the NCCAA. And what has it been like, competing with Trinity Bible College, and just what's your experience been like at the national championships the last 2 years? Just being able to compete for your school and also compete with your, like you said, with your mom, with your wife on the team.
Yeah. I mean, it's been great. So let's start with that. But 2024, like you said, I got All American. Honestly, that was quite the surprise. I came into the race, I was ranked like 15th and I got 9th. It was an amazing day. My mom was crying at the finish. It was a dramatic day. It was actually her birthday.
Wow.
It was crazy. But yeah, going from 2024 to this last season, 2025, I improved like a lot. I was training more in the summer. I PR'd early in the season. My time at the end was like a minute faster than the year before, which doesn't sound like a lot, but when you're at that high level, I mean, that's actually quite a bit. But yeah, so this last season, I was ranked number one in the nation for a lot of the season, and that was really cool. But unfortunately, the final race didn't go well. I got like a side stitch, something. Yeah, it wasn't good, but I was grateful to run there again, and I'm excited for next year. So yeah, I mean, looking forward to next season. I've already been training like as much as I have been in season. Like I'm training now in the winter. And in the previous 2 seasons, I basically didn't train at all in the off season very much. So I think I'm gonna come back strong. My goal actually for this next season is to be the NCCAA D2 national champion.
There we go. There we go.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Awesome. So we will talk about though at this past year's national championship, you did earn the Elvin and Joyce King Award, which is the Game Plan of Life for Life Award for D2 men's cross country. What does it mean to you to know to earn this award, to be recognized not just for your achievements out on the course, but away from it as well?
Yeah, I want to start off by saying I'm very thankful for winning the King Award. I mean, it recognizes my hard work that I put into academics, ministry, and cross country. And so it's really cool to see that it recognizes those three areas because I don't know, I put a lot of work into other things besides cross country. So that's really cool. But it's also amazing that I got to speak in front of all my fellow athletes at the national championship this last year. I got to make a lot of connections from that time, and it was a really fun experience. So yeah, I'm just really grateful that I got to win that award.
It's awesome. It's like you said, continuing back home and abroad, serving back home, of course, on campus, but also going abroad, going to study in Israel, like you said, a couple of months before we got on the call, and just getting ready for that. How do you hope to, not just continue to grow academically, but spiritually during your time overseas, and even during right now, during your time in North Dakota before you head out?
Yeah, so we leave for Israel in March, so it's a little ways away from now when we're recording this. But yeah, so how am I growing academically and spiritually? Yeah, I would say academically, I'm growing as far as classes. I mean, I have a lot of classes until then, a lot of Bible classes. I'm in the pastoral ministry program, so just learning about how to be a pastor, all my Bible classes, learning about the Bible. But I think going there, it's going to be like a completely different experience. I mean, bringing the Bible to life, like being able to see like the places where Jesus walked, where the disciples walked. I mean, so many stories in the Bible took place in Israel and these places that we're going. And then to read those stories again and to see that, I think it's really going to bring it to life. It's going to be this visual aid that's going to help me as I go forward in my ministry. It's going to help me grow spiritually, personally, seeing all this. I mean, yeah. So I would say, yes, I'm definitely going to grow a lot spiritually at Israel and also continue to do so here at Trinity because it's a great place here.
So, like you said, you've done a lot off campus, on campus, overseas in different states. But how important is it for, student athletes? I think, as you travel a lot for different meets, different stuff like that, not just mission trips, but how important is it just to, not only just share the gospel on your campus, of course, being at a Bible college, most people are Christians or proclaimed to be, but when you step off of campus, whether it's overseas in your community or even at meets against other people who may not go to a Christian college or may not be Christians, how important is it for during maybe the brief time that you see people that you're able to share the gospel to other athletes and to people that you meet in your community, in town, or at a different state, or even, of course, overseas?
Yeah. I mean, I think back to the Great Commission, right? It says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. And that means we have to be making disciples wherever we're at, sharing the gospel and the good news, like wherever we go, whether that's on campus, in your community, overseas, like you said. And at these meets, I go to a lot, I mean, most of my meets are not Christian meets. I mean, we have regionals and nationals. Those are the only ones. The rest of the season, we're going to regular meets. A lot of people are Christian. A lot of people aren't. A lot of people claim to be, the whole thing. But I just think that all of us, we need to be a light to these people. And if opportunity arises, share the gospel with them. I think being a Christ-like example in everything we do is going to be one of the best ways to help show these people what Christians are truly like and what it's like to follow God by showing them through our actions. And so I think that's been important for me. I mean, I go to all these meets, I talk to a bunch of different people, just trying to be a Christ-like example in everything I do.
Awesome. Sounds great. Well, yeah. Like I said, heading over to Israel. After Israel, what's next? Will we just come back and get ready for the next semester and get ready for the season? Or is there always kind of looking forward to maybe your next overseas trip or next time adventure or next somewhere else to go to?
Yeah, so this next summer I have to do a pastoral internship. And right now, Faith and I, we're actually looking at potentially going to a church up in Alaska with a pastor
Oh,
there.
wow.
So being in Alaska over the summer sounds like it sounds great. It isn't finalized yet, but hopefully we can do that. And so we're going to be like in the southern part of Alaska if we end up doing that, where it's like it's gorgeous, like mountains, glaciers. It's actually like right on the ocean too. Like you get the best of everything, it sounds like. So that's going to be really exciting if that ends up working out. I'm hoping to run a couple ultras this summer, which I don't know if you know what an ultra is, but it's more than a marathon. So I'm hoping to do a 50K ultra here in April in North Dakota. We'll see if it happens. And then there's a 50 miler in Alaska that looks insane. It looks so beautiful. And I really want to do it, but I don't know. 50 miles is, that's a lot. I don't know if I can do it, but I don't know. I want to do some of those things
That's
this
awesome.
coming summer before the season. So yeah.
That's awesome. Well, for sure, we'll be praying for you back at the office. And of course, for those listening online, can just pray, continue to pray for Theo and his different, ministry events and, of course, during his races. But Theo, thank you so much for joining me today on the King Chasing podcast. And hey, hopefully, we'll see you in November. Maybe you'll hopefully see you in first place at the Division II National Championship in November
Yeah, I
this
hope
year.
so. I hope so.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Fia, for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity once again.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to the King Chasing Podcast. I want to thank Theo once again for joining me as we discussed his time serving at home and abroad, his time running for his mom and with his wife at Trinity Bible College, and his time in service to others while at Trinity Bible College pursuing his pastoral ministry degree. Of course, you can listen to past episodes of the King Chasing Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, on YouTube, on the NCCAA page, and at the nccaa.org/podcast. What a great start to the year of a new episode, and we will see you soon for another episode of the King Chasing Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.